This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:35. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Kelvin and Lynn. Shantanis is with us in the studio to do the market wrap. The Sarawak state government has refuted a statement made by the finance minister that the state will go bankrupt in 3 years' time. Sean, I understand the chief minister gave an explanation.
Yeah, the Sarawak chief minister, Datuk Abang Johari Tun Openg, responded without mentioning any names, but he's clearly referring to Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng's remark that the state will go bankrupt in 3 years if Gabungan Parti Sarawak continues to rule the state. So Guan Eng said the state reserves of 30 billion ringgit will be exhausted if GPS keeps an annual budget of 11 billion ringgit. So the Sarawak CM says the budget is based on their revenue of almost 11 billion ringgit. And Abang Johari also pointed out that the state now has a new source of revenue this year. He's basically referring to the 5% sales tax on oil and gas products.
Admittedly, the idea of a bankruptcy is a bit dramatic. It's a bit drama.
It is.
You know, and it does seem a bit far-fetched for a state which has rights to its oil and gas resources. Once again, we're going back to the subject of, you know, trying to make statements about the economy without mixing politics into it.
Correct. Yeah, this is what the CM is basically saying. He said the government overlooked Sarawak's economic ability and contribution made by taxpayers because they have income from dividends, royalties, premiums and taxes. So this is how the state got like 7 billion ringgit last year in terms of income. So another Sarawak MP from Batang Sadong, Nancy Shukri, also questioned Guan Eng's ability to understand budget matters. She said Guan Eng must have assumed the Sarawak's 11 billion ringgit budget would be taken from the state reserves and that he probably didn't know that most of the funding expenditure are generated by economic activity. So that's like a spicy comeback.
Yeah, it is. I'm loving the tone of the conversation because there's a lot going on here.
For now, though, while we wait for more updates, moving on to Bursa, shares in Lingkaran Transkota Holdings Berhad or Litrak jumped today. I guess this follows the government's proposed takeover?
Yes, correct. So the concessions rose by 74 cents. This is its highest mark at 4.95 ringgit since September last year. So Litrak received 2.7 billion ringgit takeover from the government to acquire all shares and also its 50% stake in Sprint. So there are also other toll concessions linked to Gamuda under this proposal by the government. So they are Kesas, Sprint and Smart. So at close, Litra was up 17% at 4.91 ringgit. Gamuda fell about 7% at 3.57 ringgit.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.